Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial. Streaming worldwide wherever you may be, we like to go with you. You can take us anytime at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Today on this show, Midwest Beat, which is all about music and the people who make it, we've got some friends from Nashville. They have motored all the way up here to the region. They're going to be playing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. We'll meet them after this. And also coming up the second hour, we're going to rebroadcast my interview with Carl Giammarisi of the Buckinghams, who are performing at the Art Theater tonight about 7 o'clock. So, are you ready? Settle in. We got some guitar picking going on the first hour. We got some great interview, and it's all about music, and that's why you're here. Midwest Beat, after your headlines. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on the dial, streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. It's time for Midwest Beat, a two-hour program every Friday at this time, all about music and the people who make it. Coming up on the second hour, Carl Giammarisi, lead singer, founding member of 1967's most popular American band, the Buckinghams. They're playing tonight at the Hobart Art Theater. We'll have my interview from Tuesday rerunning in support of that show in the second hour about 2 o'clock. But right now we are live in studio with some special friends in from Nashville. They're here because they're opening for the Bucks tonight at the Hobart Art Theater, just added on that bill. They're also here to perform at the Bulldog tomorrow in Crown Point and Highland's last summer concert, the second Sunday series. So let's say welcome to Jimi Hendrix and the Opry Rock Party. Yeah!
Hey, what's up? How are you, man?
Now, Jimmy, you just literally got here late last night.
2:30 this morning, yeah.
So you drove all the way through from Nashville.
Yes, sir.
And you are originally from Michigan City, Indiana.
Born and raised there, yes, sir.
So you are a Hoosier.
I'm a Hoosier all the way.
But you got a little bit of that southern sound in your voice.
What happens when you get down there. You just pick it up, man.
Oh, it's like by osmosis, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about the guys you've brought with you. Now, when you left here, you had a different band.
Right.
And you went down to Nashville, you chased the neon rainbow, you took a little downtime to do family stuff.
Right, right.
And now you're back into music.
Oh, yeah.
And you've kind of grown your own band.
Kind of, yeah. It works really well. So on bass guitar, Jonah is 18 years old. He's right here playing bass guitar.
Hi, Jonah.
And on lead guitar is my nephew, Dakota, who's 17.
So. Oh. They're so like, it's kind of like the boy band with the old man.
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. One day I'm going to retire and just back them up and let them do the front show.
There you go.
So Jonah plays bass, Jonah sings bass as well. So you'll see tonight.
Okay, cool.
It's a fun time.
Dakota and Jonah, this is for you. What's it like to work with Jimmy to have the family relationship, obviously, but then also to have him as your band leader?
Well, him being my dad, it's hard to, when he tells me to do something, naturally, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to lie. Naturally, I'm like, no.
Okay.
But then I realize, I'm like, wait, this is a job. This isn't me doing a chore. So that's probably about the hardest part about working with him is keeping family and business separate sometimes.
Okay.
Well, I've known Jimmy for a while now, since I was about 12 or 13.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've been family friends. And then he found out I played guitar and just decided to bring me under his wing, so that was pretty cool. So he's basically like family.
All right. Now, is he tough, guys? Is he a tough band leader? Is he demanding?
He tries to be.
and you say, I don't think so.
Right.
Okay. So how's it been, Jimmy, working with the young guys? I mean, you are older. You're younger than me, but you're older than them, and you've always had a band your age.
Right. So I've always been like the youngest guy in the band.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm the oldest guy, but the things these guys have done and we've been able to do with these guys, and they've only started this since 2019. They started playing. The things they've been able to do and the shows they've been able to put on, I mean, Jonah's 17th birthday present was to be on the Grand Ole Opry with Craig Morgan and Dustin Lynch and Sawyer Brown. So we're lucky to have this kind of team and to do what they do. It's great. The old band was great. Those guys are great. They're still doing great. I love what they do. But this is just awesome. It's the best job in the world. I get to work with my kid, my nephew, and PJ McLean. She plays rhythm with us. And we got a steel player that played on Whiskey Guitars and Elvis. Dennis Andrietta's playing with us this weekend.
Wow, okay. He played on now, the record. Are they still up here?
Yeah, they're still up here. So okay. They travel with me whenever we do road shows, like down to Florida, everywhere we play. They
so come that with. Is the band, even though you're separated by
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, and our drummer's out of Rhode Island.
Okay.
So and he lives in Nashville now.
So it's a six-piece?
Six-piece tour act.
Wow. Okay. So. You keep growing. Every time I see you, there's more people added.
I thought you were saying I was getting big, man.
Well, heavy, we'll go there. Heavy. We'll go there. So this show tonight, the Buckinghams, it was kind of dropped in your lap. You were originally planning to do the Bulldog Park tomorrow. And the Highland Show.
Yes, sir.
You got the call, and it's a different kind of a groove. They're a 60s pop band.
Right.
You're a country pop rock band.
Right.
How do you think it's going to go?
It's going to go great. Our music that we play, we call it Opry Rock.
Okay.
It's rock and roll enough to have a good party with the rock and roll bands. It's country enough to play on the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
So our original stuff is not crying in your beer country. It's not Snaptrack pop country. It's Rolling Stones slowed down to country music.
Okay.
The Stones dabbled
in country a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, and these guys get to play, I mean... He's a heck of a guitar player. Tell him to play some AC/DC. He'll rock it out for you. A blues player.
Well, tomorrow there's an AC/DC tribute at the
He's
Arts.
Excited about that. Dakota's yeah. excited about that. So
Little Lover's there.
And he's a blues player. You're a blues guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's fabulous at blues, so our music is just kind of...
You can fit any niche.
Take the big ball of all the genres and crunch it into one, and that's what you get with us. You may hear Oak Ridge Boys. You may hear Stevie Ray Vaughan. You may hear AC/DC. Just...
Wow.
On the cover side, you may hear those influences are in every one of our original songs. Because they grew up having to listen to what I put on the radio.
Right.
Now he listens to his own stuff now and he writes his own things. But so their influence is whatever you hear growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of taken that and melded their own style.
Are you playing any, are you writing now, as Jimmy says, are you doing any of your songs in the show?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing just a couple of them.
Will you do anything tonight or this weekend?
This weekend, yes.
Okay.
Not tonight, but
this weekend.
Yeah. He'll be doing one of his. He's got a new single that's going to come out in November. He's going to play that.
Wait, under your own name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
branching
it's pretty
off
cool.
early.
Yep.
You're going to need a new band member pretty soon.
No, I'm just going to back him.
Well, let's play a song. What do you guys want to do? You all got your acoustic guitars on.
About Tailgate Tales, guys. This is an original. It's kind of a bluesy thing.
Is this new or old?
It's new.
Okay.
We wrote this last year? Right around there.
Is this a COVID song? One of those songs that you added?
It's a Northwest Indiana song, really.
Okay.
But taking that tailgate and dropping it down and going out in the middle of a cornfield and having a beer party.
Okay.
A country party. Hey, you guys ready? Tell them, Dakota. First tailgate I saw was on an old Ford truck. It was old and rusty, it barely stayed shut. Two old boys sitting on it at the end of the day, telling tales about the neighbors, all the fish that got away. Tell a man. We sat and listened, looking up to those guys. Some of the tales they told, man, we'd have to see with our own two eyes. We sat and listened to them boys, we sure had a ball. Eyes glued every story, they told them all. Cause they told tailgate tales, we've heard them all. Some were true, some were tall. Good old boy and a few of his buddies. Some were clean, some were just muddy. Summertime, springtime, winter and fall. Those tailgate tales were the best, I remember them all. Tell them, Dakota. Later on in school, I had a truck of my own. It was old and rusty, it got us where we need to go. Out of a Lake County cornfield, with the sun going down. Crack open a cold one, and we sure pass it around. Telling tailgate tales, we've heard them all. Some were true, some were tall. Good old boy and a few of his buddies. Some were true, some were just muddy. Summertime, springtime, winter and fall. Those tailgate tales were the best, I remember them all. Get it, Dakota? Thank you.
dance, Becky at the game. We all told those tales, two were never the same. Tailgate tales, we've heard them all. Some were true, some were tall. Good old boy and a few of his buddies. Some were clean, some were just muddy. Summertime, springtime, winter and fall. Those tailgate tales were the best, I remember them. Tailgate tales, we've heard them all. Some were true, some were tall. Good old boy and a few of his buddies. Some were clean, some were just muddy. Summertime, springtime, winter and fall. Those tailgate tales were the best, I remember them all. You remember sitting back in the back of that truck on a tailgate and some old corn for you? Passing around something you probably weren't supposed to have. Telling tailgate tales.
Awesome. Here we go. All
right.
Woo! Thank you.
A little tailgating going on there. Oh, my headphones.
I think I might have knocked it out there.
Did y'all unplug me? Oh, there I am. I'm back. Hello. My headphones are acting up. I can't hear myself. That's Jimi Hendrix and the Opry Rock Party, which is Jonah and Dakota. Now I'm back. Okay. Oh, there we are. All right. That's an original.
Yes, sir.
Written in the last year or so.
Yep.
Is that your original? Is it something
it's
you
ours.
All collaborate on?
We all collaborated on it.
Is that the way it normally is now? You guys sit down and work together?
We're actually working on one this morning, a new one. So every time we get a chance to get together, we're working on a new song.
Who does the lyrics? Who does the music? Or how is it?
It's kind of, hey, what do you got here? What do you got here? Let me try this. Let's try this.
Okay.
It's a team effort. I mean, these guys are songwriters in their own right. It's 18 and 17 years old, so it's pretty cool to work with them, man. It's awesome.
They're fresh.
They're fresh.
Not jaded.
No. I don't know, but I don't know. I want to ask them something. How much tailgate tales have you guys been talking about back there? Because we wrote this song. I don't want to know about life experience because... You're tailgating with jars and open jars and passing them around. What's going on around here? Nobody's 21.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, boy. You got your hands full.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great experience because you got 3 days. You're home for 3 days. You're playing for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Last time you were up here, I think you did 2 shows. It was a while back.
Yeah, it was actually just one.
Oh, was it one?
It was a one and done. It was...
It was a fundraiser cancer benefit.
For Isaac, cancer benefits, like last year.
Okay.
We did an Isaac Walton thing. June for the Isaac Walton chapter here in Hobart. It's a fundraiser for them.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool. But man, this is great to be up here and do 3 shows. Heck yeah.
You still got a good following up here.
We were getting phone calls. The minute we put it out that we're going to be up here, it's been texts, phone calls. Not just family, old friends that we haven't talked to for years. We've maintained Facebook contacts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be up here. What's the cost for tickets? What is this? When are we going to be? Just wanting the details.
Right.
It's exciting as heck, man. It's great to be back here. We started here. This all started when he was a baby with Whiskey Guitars and Elvis.
Wow.
So now
that was a song that kind of put you on the map locally.
You got
regional success with that.
Yeah.
A lot of stations picked it up.
All the way out to Davenport, Iowa. We were in Ohio with that song.
So you were
everywhere.
A Midwest sensation.
Far from a sensation, but we got to work a lot.
Now, tell me about your history. Now, when did you start doing music? When did you know this is what you wanted to do?
So, 3rd grade, my mom gives me a trumpet.
Okay.
I learned to play trumpet. Love playing music. 14 years old, I got hold of a banjo. And my grandparents went to a square dance club in Waverly.
Okay.
Called the Waverly Square Dance Club. So I was
good name for it.
It was good deal. Concertina, bass guitar, drummer, trumpet player. So I was watching those guys going, man, that's pretty cool what they're doing. And eventually they said, you can read music, right? Here, come play with us. So I turned 14 years old. My first professional gig was playing in Chicago for a wedding.
And
a polka and square dance band playing trumpet and banjo.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. I think I made like $50. I was like, man, that's pretty awesome. 40, 50 bucks now. These kids are like, $50, I'm not working for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was that. Had the high school rock band. Actually, the high school rock band was funny. You joined the talent show in the 80s. Moni Moni was out with Billy Idol. The old Tommy James and Shondell's cover.
Right.
And they're like, don't play that. High School Rebels were going to play it.
Oh.
So we played
because
it.
Because the audience is banter.
Yeah, the audience is banter, yes.
Yes.
We played it. They shut the PA system off. I'm like, yes, now I'm playing music forever now. So anyway, it ran from there.
Okay.
The local band went to the Army, played out of Fort Knox, Kentucky, played all over, went to Korea, played in Korea.
Now, what were you playing at that time? Was it guitar or banjo?
Guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. Played guitar with local bands everywhere. I was stationed in the Army. Came back home and thought, man, this is a good deal. Joined with Don Peterson and the Country Gamblers. They were pretty hot around the Michigan City area and the bar circuit. Joined with them, I'm like, hey, I can do more than this. So we got some people and made more of it, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I got Whiskey, Guitars, and Elvis recorded, and man, that went crazy.
Now, that was under your own name.
Yeah, that was under me.
And when you broke off with Don, you went as yourself.
As me, yeah.
Okay. I
broke off as Jimmy Hendrickson, Western Hayes.
Well, oh, Western Hayes. Remember that's right. Guys? I forgot about
Kurt
Western
Durham,
Hayes.
Mark Price.
Yeah.
Stu Zengler. All those guys, great guys, Alan Evett. They're still up here playing. I think they play with a band called Hoosier Highway now.
Okay,
great
yeah.
bunch of guys, great still musicians.
Still a good band. Still, oh yeah. Drawing all over the place with
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a chance to see any of your old friends? I mean, unless they come to the show, do you if get they, a chance to get out and hang out with any?
So it won't be this weekend.
Okay.
My family's like, hey, you're going to come over? I was like, we got to work Friday, we got to work Saturday, we got to work Sunday.
So you and come see me.
And that's what's happening. They're yeah. going to come see us. They're like, hey, what do you have between radio and your show tonight? Nothing.
Yeah,
you know, come see the show. They're buying tickets.
You got about 2 hours.
Exactly. That's it. Come see me where I'm at. You know, we have a central location. You know, PJ Road manages for us.
Uh-huh.
So she has the house and the RV and all that stuff for us, set up for us to come through. And everyone's come visit and come visit us for a few minutes there. And we roll out to the shows. Okay. And we'll do meet and greet after we play.
Right.
You know, and so it's good. They get to see us. We get to see them. My kids will all come. I'll have all my kids except for one in the same place this weekend at one time. So wow. it's pretty cool.
Wow. let's talk about what's happening next with you. You just played a new song that you wrote. Are you going to be recording anytime soon again?
So that song will be ready before football season's over with.
Okay.
That's the goal with Tailgate Tales. We have another one called Need Work Yet. We're going to follow up with that probably in February. And then Jonas.
So are you releasing these on the internet as like digital files only?
No. They're for downloads on Amazon, and we have you know, physical copies of the shows. I'm not trying to get the marketplace and try to fight with major labels to get shelves at Walmart.
Right.
Can't fight that.
You don't, Walmart doesn't even carry CDs anymore.
I mean, they don't carry anything. Not when it comes to music.
Come to my store. We'll carry
of
your
course.
Stuff.
Of course. I'm going to put it in your store. We got right. some for you. But I don't want to fight for physical space. We sold it. We put that song Kiss It out in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have never done this back with Whiskey, Guitars, and Elvis because the internet wasn't like it was.
Right.
So far, we've had over 22,000 downloads of that song. Not streams. 22,000 downloads through Amazon.
So people are actually buying
people
it.
People are buying the song. They're not just streaming it and listening to it. So I told the boys, I said, I could only have dreamed of that many sales of Whiskey, Guitars, and Elvis back then because we right. weren't in physical marketplace. You were right. selling at shows. You had to buy marketplace back then and buy space on a shelf. Now we don't have to have space on a shelf thanks to the internet. People, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, they're downloading our stuff. So we're very lucky.
Is there a certain geographical area where your stuff is selling better? You're mentioning the whole globe.
Here.
In America?
Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana, Chicago, Iowa, Ohio. Okay. That's where our biggest sales are.
Wow.
And it's crazy.
So when will this one be released? You said by football season?
By before football season's okay. out. So October, November.
That's
right
coming up
there.
Soon.
Yeah. It's done. It's just okay. waiting for the final mix to come out. So
once the digital files are out there and they're selling, are you going to gather them up and put a CD or a vinyl out at any point? Any thoughts of that?
We'll do a whole one. We did okay. the Kiss singles. That's what we did Kiss It Out and Kiss an Angel
right.
in 2019. Didn't release Kiss an Angel till last year. They Kiss It Out at the end of 19. What month? Do you remember like November or something we did that? And so we did the Kiss singles just to see what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw it out there and see if people remember the name or are interested in the name anymore, interested in what we do. And promoted it. You know, spent some money with Facebook promotions and marketing and all that stuff.
Right.
So I looked at the boys and said, hey, look at these numbers. We should play. So we started doing downtown Nashville, you know, picking up shows here and there. We went to St. Petersburg, Florida off that show this April. Yeah. So we're able to get some more road shows out of it. Thanks to guys like you who, hey, Jimmy's got a good show. Let's put him in places. So now we're working again. And, you know, it started out, I had retired to race him.
Right.
And when he turned 17, he's like, I can play guitar. He grabs my guitar and starts playing. I'm like, you can play guitar. You want to do this? Let's play again. He said, Dad, I would love to play.
Okay.
So, and then I called Dakota because Dakota's been a lead guitar player since he was, what, 8 or 9? And said, learn these parts.
Y'all lived close by then?
He's an hour away.
Okay.
He's an hour away. And I just send him the parts, send him the work tapes. We make one rehearsal. He comes to it, has his part ready, just like a pro in Nashville, man.
So you did the Kiss singles just to see if anybody cared anymore.
To throw the ball out.
Yeah.
And see if it would score. And we're lucky it scored.
Were you anticipating? What were your expectations? What did you think?
I didn't know. I've been out of the market 10 years. I didn't know if anybody remember who we are or what we did. You know, we had such a great run up here in Northwest Indiana and a great run in Nashville when we went down there. And when we took a break, you don't know if you can come back or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lucky to come back. I just didn't know. The boys wanted to record a record. We found some good songs. I've done Kiss an Angel in my show for 20 years.
Right.
Off, you know. They recorded that, and the track is hot. He plays heck of a lead guitar part on that track. So.
Now, you will play that tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll play it tonight.
Okay. You going to do the other Kiss song, too?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll do I Need Work Yet, which is the second single coming out after the first year.
Now, do you still do Whiskey Guitars and Elvis Elvis Whiskey?
Whiskey Guitars and Elvis,
okay, I had it right.
That's every show.
Okay, because that was the one, like I said, that everyone here knew, and you got airplay all over locally, all the local Indiana stations, and then it spread.
Yeah, it went like wildfire. We're just like, okay, we're working here, we're working here. We're working here. We're going to Ohio. We're going to Milan, Illinois. We're going to Davenport, Iowa. It was great, you know. And we're going to do that again.
Cool. Do you want to play that tonight?
You can play today? Yeah, we'll play Whiskey tonight.
Okay. What do we want to play now?
Let's do Whiskey.
Okay.
I quit drinking today, just last week. I put my old guitar away. I stayed up all night listening to Jones, hoping and praying maybe she'd come back home. When we first moved to Tennessee, it was whiskey, guitars, and Elvis, and you and me. I can't believe my eyes. Another day gone, another sunrise. Everybody said that I never last, like a broken down car, I'd run out of gas. When we first moved to Tennessee, it was whiskey, guitars, and Elvis, and you and me. Now the guitar's in the corner, the whiskey's on the shelf. Every night I sit alone, think all by myself. Since you left the building, I've lost my will to play. I never really liked the taste of whiskey anyway.
Hey Dennis, that steel guitar, man.
It was whiskey, guitars, and Elvis, and you and me. I quit drinking today, just last week. I put my old guitar away.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That brings back memories.
Oh, yeah. A lot of time playing that song.
Now, how long ago was that? You
2003, I believe.
Wow.
17, 18 years?
Just about. You were a baby.
Wow. I love the harmonies, too. When you came in, I was like, wow, that's
Oh, there's that, parts sometimes perfect. In the show where he's jumping into the second verse. I'm like, okay, kid, go ahead and do it.
Wow. So he had mentioned to you, Dad, I play guitar. When did you start playing, and what prompted you to play?
So in sixth grade, I made it into the middle school band playing trumpet.
Okay. And, well, there's a pattern here.
Yeah. Well, I got pretty good at trumpet, mm-hmm. and I wanted to branch out to other instruments. And so after middle school, I stopped playing in the school band and picked up a bass guitar.
Okay.
And wanted to play that. And then I picked up that Taylor, he's playing right there, and taught myself how to play. Yeah. And then I started playing drums and learned some cool stuff on that. And then I had a year of class in high school where it was a piano class and learned piano and everything else. So I just enjoy playing music in general.
Now, were you inspired to do that because your dad had chosen music, or is this something that you just fell upon yourself and says, hey, yeah, he does it, but I'm going to do it better?
Well, I knew he... I knew he did music and everything, but this was back when I was younger. So whenever he would do music, I was like, I don't want to go. Okay. I'd rather just stay home and play my video games. But then I fell in love with it, and now he's kind of like my music icon.
Okay.
Really.
All right. Dakota, what about you? What got you into playing?
Well, I think it was around 5th or 6th grade, or maybe 4th or 5th grade. I had a stepdad, and he had a guitar. And he was like, don't ever touch my guitar. And of course that...
of course, right there.
Right there.
You're going to get
that
it.
That right there was what made me want to pick it up. And I started reading some of his guitar books and actually getting into it and learning some chords, you know, here and there. And then I picked it up more on YouTube, started watching YouTube videos, you know, learning different things. And then around when I got in 8th grade... I was in a guitar class in school, and that's really when I picked it up.
So you've always
that was around when
you've always been guitar. Then that's your instrument of choice.
Yeah.
Okay, electric or acoustic? What's your favorite? Since you're a rocker at heart.
It's a tough decision.
You ought to see
I am a rocker at heart, and I really do love electric guitars. But that acoustic sound is just different.
Now this weekend, obviously tonight you're doing acoustic at the Art Theater with the Buckinghams, but this weekend are you going to play electric?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We'll be playing electric this weekend.
All right, very good. Now, how many originals do you have that you guys are doing out, and are you still doing any covers?
We're doing, it's probably 70% originals and
good.
30% covers now.
I encourage that.
It's we have songs that we've written, songs, old songs I recorded back with, you know, Country Gamblers even,
mm-hmm.
like Border Town Love, All My Love Has Six Strings. Those are still in the show because people like them.
Right.
You know, and there's stuff we've written, and they still hold, you know, people dance to them. If we're doing a club gig, do a concert gig, people are up and dancing, having a good time. And then the new stuff, too. So it's just kind of cool. It's a big mixture.
So you have the old stuff from the Hayes days.
Yes.
And then you took 10 years off. Now you got right. the new stuff. Now, in that 10-year gap, what was your evolution like? When you look back at those songs, obviously they still hold up or you wouldn't be playing
yeah.
them. What are your thoughts on what you wrote then versus now?
I think there's some deeper storytelling going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 years of living, another deployment. To Afghanistan worth a living. My daughter deploying to Afghanistan 8 years later than I did worth a living. So there's stories coming out, and we're writing something every day. There's something on a napkin. He'll get up and see on the kitchen table there's a lyric written on a napkin. He's like, what do we want me to do with this? You know? So
don't throw it out.
Don't throw it out, right. You know, there's more depth to it. We're going to play one called I Need Work Yet. And we wrote that one about don't hold your partner on a pedestal. You put him on that pedestal, you're going to be disappointed
because mm-hmm.
everybody needs work. So it's a lot deeper than Border Town Love or All My Loves Have Six Strings. You
right,
know?
Right.
So there's some deeper writing going on, some just more living to put out there, you know, tales about what we did.
How has moving to Nashville changed your perspective as a songwriter? When you were up here, you were writing good songs.
Yeah.
But you're living in a place where every other person there is a good songwriter.
So I told these guys when they started playing, I said, look, the guy that plays at the 7-Eleven or the guy that works at the 7-Eleven on the corner is probably going on the road with a major label artist this weekend. He's only working because they're off work this week or something.
Right.
So everybody plays down there, and we get to play with some killer artists. I mean, killer new songwriters. We do writers' nights around town. We'll do Broadway, like Tin Roof and things like that. So you got to step up your game. You know, I told the guys from the band up here, when I used to go down and play Tootsies, I used a Tootsies band.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why won't you bring us down there? I said, we're great for what we do up here. But those guys are excellent at what they do down there.
Right.
So now I've got guys that are excellent down there. I'm bringing them back home and show what we can do. So it's a different world in Nashville. Everybody plays, and everybody plays better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you be a better musician. You have to strive to even fit in and get the gigs. You have to be a better musician than you were.
Wow. Now, what was it like being in Music City during COVID when everybody is a player and nobody's allowed to play?
Nobody's working. It was awful. I mean, nobody was working. We were texting each other going, hey, you know, a lot of pawn shops got a lot of guitars.
Yeah.
And people sold a lot of equipment. Some guys moved back home. One of my buddies, Joe Coe, was playing. He played the Tootsie Circuit, Honky Tonk Central, Kid Rocks. He was playing three shifts a day, working. That was his job. We lost it all. He moved back to Pineville, Kentucky.
Now, are they coming back now, or are they staying?
So Broadway's wide open, but some of these guys are just not coming back. Gabe Rodriguez moved out to Portland, Oregon. He went back home. Great lead player. I saw him play lots of times, did a lot of gigs. He moved back home. You know, a lot of guys left. There's a new group down there.
Nashville is a city that really got hit hard, not only with COVID, but last time I was down there, we left the day before the tornado hit.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I was down there, and we were hanging out at Jack White's place, and we were doing all the stuff, hitting Tootsies, and Kid Rocks, and Alice and I said, okay, it's time to go. So we packed up, we left, and as we got home, we saw.
Yeah.
And it was the same places we just drove past.
Awful.
And Nashville got hit heavy and hard, and then shortly after that, before it even gets rebuilt, COVID hits.
Right.
So you had a double whammy there.
Yeah, nobody was working. Everybody's doing virtual tip jars and virtual shows. And even we didn't do tip jars, but we did a virtual show one night a week for about 6 months.
From where?
From the house? From the house. Okay. Yeah, just
the
doing
kitchen
a kitchen table.
Yeah, some guys up here were doing like bathroom jams.
Yeah,
and I mean,
exactly.
it was pretty creative to see what you guys were doing.
Well, you're a musician. We have to play.
Yeah.
It's like an addiction. You know that.
Yeah.
We have to play. And whether it's sitting in the corner, I want to play for people. I want people to enjoy what we do. I want to go home going, hey, that was fun. They had a good time with us.
Right.
And, you know, it's not about selling records. It's about
Sometimes it's about selling records.
And it is, to an extent. But
he wants a new guitar, Dad. It's about selling records.
He's got everything he needs. Don't worry about it. This kid's got professional ear monitors, professional rigs. Get out of here.
Wow.
But I get to tell my story.
Mm-hmm.
Telling it on Facebook is okay. Telling it on virtual is okay. Telling it on video is okay. But going in front of a live audience like we're going to do this weekend, that's the addiction. We don't get paid to do that show. You pay us to set the gear up and take the gear down.
Right.
Playing's free. Playing's the fun what we try for. And they know that, too. They're like, man, sound check's at 11 o'clock. We'll be there all night. Oh, yeah, but this time on stage, when you get off stage, how does that feel?
Right.
Tired. That's the easiest way to say that, too.
They're like, you get to go walk around. We got to put all this stuff away.
They got all the energy, too.
Oh, man. They got to keep up with me.
Wow. So, wow. Now, you mentioned your daughter. Is she playing music at all?
No. So I have three daughters.
Okay.
One's in Michigan. One's in Portland, Oregon. And one's an ICU nurse in LaPorte, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
So the one daughter was a National Guardsman. She was an MP. And she was in Afghanistan exactly 8 years later from when I was. So they're all doing well. She's going to school to be a teacher. The other one's just a stay-at-home mom. And like I said, Eva's the ICU nurse in LaPorte.
You know, stay-at-home mom, never say
that's
the word.
That's work.
Never say the word just.
I know. She's going to slap me for this.
Yeah,
later.
Because that's a tough
work.
Job.
That's work. I wouldn't want to do it. I don't want to be a stay-at-home dad. That's why we're on the road. That face.
Oh, the look.
I know where he sleeps.
Well, let's play another song. What do you want to do?
So we just talked about I Need Work Yet, and we wrote this just on the premise because you put your partner on a pedestal, you're going to be disappointed.
Okay.
When you go looking through your partner's phone, you're going to find something that disappoints you because you're looking to be disappointed, right?
You're
searching for something.
You're searching for something because you have some kind of expectation.
You're going to get your feelings hurt. So we wrote this song, Don't put me on the pedestal. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. And when you expect perfection, you're going to be disappointed.
Now, is this a new song?
This is a new song.
And this is one that the three of you wrote together?
Yeah, we wrote this together, and it'll be out. This is the one for the first year.
Okay.
It's called I Need Work Yet. The day you found me, you said I'm your number one. Said there will never be another man that you can love. Baby, don't bet the farm, 'cause it ain't your best bet. You gotta know I need work yet. I'm not a bad man, I've done some bad things. There's a lot of places that I ain't ever seen. Guess what I'm saying is, all what you see is what you get. You gotta know I need work yet. I need work yet. I might not be the best, I'll try and love you better than all the rest. So go ahead and make that bet. But you gotta know I need work yet. Yeah.
baby, I'm your man. There's things I've done and you can stand. I'll always be right here, trying to hold your hand. In your days of doubt, you wonder if this works out. I hope you know I need work, yeah. I need work, yeah. I might not be the best. I'll try and love you better than all the rest. So go ahead and make that bet. You gotta know I need work, yeah. Go ahead and take that bet. You gotta know I need work, yeah.
All right.
We all need work, yeah.
We all need
Thank
work,
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
Even Jose needs work once in a while.
Jose's doing a killer job. I see him moving those faders up and down, left and right. We're
killing
him.
He's gotten it down, I tell you.
I'd say.
Earn his money.
He just got a new office, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Moving on up.
Like the Jeffersons.
Like the Jeffersons. You're probably too young to remember Jeffersons, aren't you? You do remember them? Okay.
Good. Jonah knows the Jeffersons. Jonah's forced to watch old TV shows whenever I'm home.
That's a good thing, though. So, That's when TV was good.
I hide in my room. Even my dog runs
His
away.
Favorite old show is MASH. Just ask him.
Oh.
Look at their face.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather watch Sanford and Son, honestly.
There you go.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. No. Not at all.
I'm coming.
It's a big one, Elizabeth.
So, at this point in your career, Jimmy, what is left? What is the aspirations? I mean, you started out a young man. You had the stars in your eyes like we all do. You're at an age now where you've done a lot. You've accomplished a lot. You've got a great family. You're still working. Mm-hmm. What is the end game for you? I mean, are you satisfied where you're at now? Or you still think about that big hit single one day?
So the hit single infers made it. I
right.
hear so many artists in Nashville talk about, I want to make it. I've made it.
Making it is working.
I've made it.
Yeah.
I've made it. I have a great career. I can play music any night I want to. I can take my son and my nephew on the road and play music anytime we want to. We can say, hey, festival so-and-so, we've got an act, we've got a couple good records, we've got a good show, here's our history. We get booked.
Right.
I've made it. I'm selling records or downloads. They're not records anymore. Independent stations are spinning our songs all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I made it.
That's got to be kind of a kick in the butt when you say independent stations, because it used to be back in the day when Johnny and Merle and all these guys were out there, they would literally drive to station with their 45s and say, please play me.
Right.
And the stations were open to it. Now, in late 70s, it started changing. We got all the bean counters and the corporate. That's why NPR is where I'm happy, because each station can kind of do its thing, even the national level.
Right.
They're supporting independent artists. I listen to NPR at night after my Friday show, mm-hmm. and we've got all these shows, and I'm hearing artists, and I've been in business 40-some years. I'm hearing artists I've never heard of, and I'm getting turned on to their music.
Right.
That's why this is such a perfect niche for an artist like yourself.
And it's great. We've worked with NPR before. I actually was on – have a story in the Library of Congress.
Oh.
That – what's the tales we do with Renee? So they invited us in to tell my Army story.
Okay.
And it was an hour interview. So NPR's been great to us, and we got to talk about music in that too. And you're doing it. You're right. It's a great format for us. I don't have to fight with time space with the major label.
Right.
Major label owned radio stations. You know, the labels run those stations.
Right.
You know how it works. So.
And new artists have a hell of a time getting airplay.
And I don't have $250 million to invest.
Right.
So we worked the small market stations. We worked internet stations, the UK, New Zealand, and we worked the internet stations and get interviews. They play our songs. Some syndicated guys, there are internet syndicated jocks,
mm-hmm.
and they're on 10, 15 different stations doing their morning show. Kevin Williams, KW Pick Country, is one of them that works with us. And syndicated guy. Our song's on the radio every day.
Wow.
So, like you said, what aspirations? Just play.
Just play your music.
I made it.
Keep writing.
Keep writing, putting new songs out. And you know what? When this kid closes that coffin on me, many, many years from now, he's going to say, my dad helped somebody every day, and he had a heck of a life, and entertained people, and people liked what he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. What else can I ask for?
Right.
When he closes that coffin, him to go, my dad was cool. It was okay.
Is your dad cool, Jonah?
Sometimes.
You can't ask him that in front of me.
Sure. What are your aspirations? You're just starting out. You're already recording some of your and writing your original stuff.
Yes.
You're going to be releasing it soon. What at this point, at 17?
18. Going to be 19.
Listen to that.
Almost 19. Almost
19. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
All right. 19.
It counts.
It does count. So at this point in your life, what are your goals? Obviously, you like playing with your dad. But what is your goal in the long run?
Man, living where we live, there's a lot of big-name artists who live around us, like Craig Morgan, Luke Combs lives down the road, countless others. But watching them play on, like, the Opry and stuff and hearing the fans scream for them, that's what I like. That's what I want to have happen. Yeah, that.
Jonah!
It's the best job you can have because you're helping countless people across the world with just music.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Right.
Emotionally. And it's just great.
I've said that many times here on the mic that music is medicine.
Yes, sir.
It can change your mood. It can change your everything.
Right.
You can have a horrible day and somebody plays the right song and all of a sudden you're toe tapping and you're feeling better.
Beating on the steering wheel.
Or you could be having a good day and then they play a tearjerker and you're crying in your beer.
He'll tell a story about that. don't say that.
So how many songs have you written and how do you know if you're going to keep it for you or if you're going to share it with the group?
So I have a binder that's got a bunch of paper in it, and if something comes to my head, I'll write it down.
Or on a napkin and leave it on the kitchen table.
No.
That's my part.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm like, when I have free time, I can sit there and open that up and see tons of random one lines and two lines and fit them where I need to put them. And
like
music.
A puzzle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a puzzle.
Then I'll get to, hey, Dad, when I get home.
What do you think of this?
Read that. Hey, Dad, listen to this. Let me try this. And I'll be like, hey, that's cool. Then it turns into us writing together, which, I mean, come on. I've made it.
Yeah.
That's making
when you can sit down and write with your kid and have a finished product at the end that makes girls scream.
Right. Jonah.
There you go.
Dakota. Listen,
now, Dakota, what about you as far as writing? Are you writing on your own or are you just writing with the group?
Well, I've written a little bit. Most of what I do is with them, but, you know.
Okay, he's lying.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to tell because his mom tells me about this, and she sends me the videos that he doesn't know that she has of him writing and producing his own stuff at home.
Cool.
He's got his own thing on the side.
Country?
It's awesome.
Okay.
Well, it's everything. I'm interested in all kinds of music.
Okay. So is the goal to put your own album out, too? Or form a side band, or what?
I mean, yeah, you never know. I would do that for sure.
You guys will be hitting your prime when Dad's putting his feet up on the rocking chair on the porch, doing a little fishing.
I'll just be a tour manager. Then.
There you go.
With a cane.
With a cane and an old hound dog named Buzz. let's do another song. We've got about 10 minutes left, Jose, something like that.
So two songs left or one?
Yeah, we can probably do two songs, but let's do that.
So one of my musical idols that I used to listen to growing up just died last year. And my dad had all his vinyl, and I would listen to it all the time. Charlie Pride.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing Kiss Angel Good Morning since before he was even
born.
What
a great song. So many people have covered that.
Everybody's covered it. We just wanted to do it different. If you've heard the cut, it's
right,
it's
and you've made
different.
It your own.
So, and when we play it live, it's kind of just like rock. It's rock and roll.
Okay.
And so I've done that
now
every
Charlie
show.
Now, Charlie died of COVID, correct?
Yeah, he died of COVID pneumonia, yeah.
Wow.
So let's do Kiss an Angel, guys. Whenever I chance to meet an old friend on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. Always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. Every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about.
about her when you're gone. I said, kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Try to guess the secret of happiness. Some of them never know it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is of a woman and a man in love. The answer is in the song I'll always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. I said, an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. You ready, Dakota? Here we go, son, get it, man. Morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Yeah,
it's country rock. I'll be rock all the way, man.
Rocking it up. And did you ever get a chance to send that to Charlie's
so
people?
So we sent it to the people and we just got a thumbs up. That's what we got.
Okay,
a thumbs up.
Do you know if he heard it?
That's
we don't know.
We don't know. And we've sent to his son to ask if he would like to perform it with us.
Wow.
So we're waiting on answers back from that.
So I didn't know his son was a performer.
He does perform.
In Nashville?
Not very often.
Okay.
He did like the tribute to Charlie Pride show. He was on stage with that. So I'm trying to see if we can do something with him. Just because Charlie
cool.
was, I mean, anybody going to San Antonio, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, great songs. And he was a pioneer. He broke barriers in country music and was a great guy.
Wow. He was the first African American country singer to break the charts.
Yes, sir.
The first he was a salmon swimming against the water.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. And lived through that and still had a great career.
Yeah.
With people that didn't even want to listen to him once they saw the color he was. How awful.
Yeah.
And he just overcame that and was just a superstar.
We've seen advancements, obviously.
Yes, sir.
But we still don't see a lot of people of color.
No.
You know, even Hispanics. I mean, we had Freddie Fender, and there's some great,
The
great artists that are there. Johnny Rodriguez.
Yeah.
But we don't see country music expanding in the way all the other musics have done.
Right. I agree. But you got young guys now like Kane Brown, Jimmy Allen out here. So they're breaking barriers too. They're Kane's working. Jimmy Allen's working. They got great music. They got great labels behind them. So hopefully we'll see more.
Okay.
You know.
Are you seeing that change in Nashville?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. One of the friends
it's
know.
It's taken
Logan,
a while.
Yeah, it has taken a while. I got some bass players that are Logan Hatchard plays bass for every country artist on Broadway. He just makes his living playing.
Mm-hmm.
Black guy, I mean, tears it up, dude. So you're seeing more and more. And music's not about skin color.
Right.
If you cut somebody, we all bleed red.
Right.
Music's about expressing yourself and making somebody else have a good time. Right. Telling your story.
And that's at the Record Bin in Michigan City. We have a big original print there from Ralph Kinsey, the Kinsey Report.
Uh-huh.
And it's multicolored and says Unity.
Right on.
And it's the gist of it, when you walk on that stage, I don't care what color you are, what style you are, what religion you are, you're playing music and that bonds everybody.
Exactly.
And that's the message that a lot of people forget.
Right.
Including musicians.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of prejudice in music.
Sure.
And it's like, shut up, plug in your guitar, turn on the mic.
Let's play.
And let's play.
Let's play.
And
let's play some music. Yeah.
Music is a melting pot. And these two young gentlemen you brought with obviously appreciate that, play all different styles.
Yeah.
And
did you hear his rock and roll influence on the guitar?
Yeah, definitely. That was some good picking there. Tonight, you're going to play about 35, 40 minutes,
yes,
something
sir.
Like that. You're going to do mostly originals.
It'll be all originals.
All originals, except for Charlie.
Except for Charlie, that's our cover. Yeah,
your fingerprints on Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow, you're going to be doing about an hour, 75, something like that.
90
minutes?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
I know that we got three great bands. You guys are going to be there kicking things off.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing Bulldog like we are with this is Bulldog Park for the summer series is all different styles and flavors of music. And I thought, out for the last big hurrah. Now, there is an Oktoberfest, but the last big hurrah of the summer end concert, we'll have country, which is you.
Yeah.
We'll have Motown and R&B, which is the women of Motown. And then we'll have the hard and heavy rock, which is Bonfire.
I can't wait to see these guys.
It's going
to
be
Motown
fun.
And Bonfire. Bonfire has been around for we did
20 some years.
Cronies many years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm excited. I've been bragging on them to these guys. Same with the women of Motown. Like, dude, we're...
I just talked to Jimmy today from Bonfire, and he's excited about tomorrow, and they're going to be playing February 19th at the Hobart Arts.
Oh, very cool.
It's their anniversary, and also the anniversary of Bon Scott's death, which is what they pay tribute to. So, they're working hard, too. Yeah. And I know about a year or two ago they were talking about, well, maybe we're going to call it a day. When you hit COVID and you couldn't play...
Exactly.
I think a lot of people saw the light and says, maybe this ain't such a bad gig.
Right on.
And that's pretty cool. And then on Sunday, you're headlining.
Yeah.
You'll have James Guetta, who is incredible.
Dude, I can't wait to see James again. James opened up for us at the Isaac Walton thing.
That's right.
And great artist. I can't wait to see him and just watch his show again.
He's got that kind of Johnny Cash thing.
Yes.
You know? It's funny. He hosted our open mic at the Record Bin last week, and he goes, man, this guy's got more Johnny-isms than I got. And there was a guy named Luke that came up there, and he did some awesome Johnny.
Very cool.
I said, well, James, you know what? You got enough originals to get by on now.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, but James Guetta, one of the great talents of this area that I think will see a bright career.
I hope so.
And I love that you guys can work together and
that's awesome.
Appreciate each other. And maybe you can bring him down. He just went to Nashville.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, maybe he can go down there and open for you there, and maybe you can introduce him and vice versa. And so it's all about taking care of each other.
We're booking next year, and the shows we book, like the Florida shows and things like that, I always bring a Nashville act to open up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a new singer-songwriter, or an old guy that we know, not an old guy, but somebody like James that I've known for a while.
He's not old.
He's not an old guy. An older acquaintance, let's put it that
way.
I'll always bring an opening act with us. That's part of our show, is the Opry Rock Party. It's not just us. Last time we brought, like, for the Isaac Walton, we had three opening acts.
Wow.
We brought Kevin Williams from Nashville. We had Billy Hancock, Billy Wayne.
Oh, my gosh. Billy. Yeah.
And then we had James.
I haven't seen him in ages.
Great. He's just awesome. I watched Billy when he was US 99 Country Roads Band as a kid. He was my idol.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be him.
Now he used to do our Patriots Day at the Lake County Fair when I was booking the fair.
He's just awesome. So we had him and then James.
Yeah.
And then we played. So we bring an Opry to you. You know, you get more than just us.
Right.
People come to see us, but then these people can bring their hometown crowds. Guys like James can start widening their fan base.
Right.
You know, Kevin from Nashville, he recorded one single. He had no gigs. He did it all on his own. Great song. I'm like, dude, come up here. We'll get you some fans from Indiana. You know, I did it with Dustin Spears. We did the cancer benefit. Brought him and John Covington up. Now they got people on their Facebook from Northwest Indiana saying, hey, when are you coming up again?
Cool.
So it's a team. You know, I'm willing to help anybody I can. And, you know, if they have shows, they let us open for them. It's great.
Right. It's all about that. And Nashville finally getting back on his feet.
Yeah, we're working.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's
we're going to be down there again soon. Alice and I are talking about going down there maybe October, November.
Well, let me know.
We'll go have lunch.
Dinner somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, you'll be able to connect. Everybody comes down to Nashville, and I'm like, you guys got to tell me 2 weeks ahead of time because I can't just stop everything. You know what I mean? So
we'll try to let you know this time. Last time we got there and you were all tied up, it was a last-minute thing. And we were only about a mile from you.
Yeah, yeah. So it was crazy. I'm like, just let us know ahead of time, and we'll meet up and have some coffee and have dinner or whatever.
Tonight, the show starts at 7:30 at the Hobart Art Theater, 230 Main Street, downtown Hobart. We're going to be hanging out at the Record Bin with the Buckinghams and with Jimmy and the Opry guys. We're going to have a good time there. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Bulldog Park in Crown Point, right off the square. Get there early. You guys go out about 4:30.
Yeah.
And then it's an earlier show on Sunday. It's the second Sunday series, which goes from noon to 3.
Right.
And the show at Bulldog is free.
Right.
The show in Highland is free. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets. At Bulldog, you can't bring food in, but at Highland, you can.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, there's no reason not to come see you. And, of course, come see you tonight. See the Buckinghams.
It'll be a great time.
There's going to be something fun going on tonight. They're going to be inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame live on stage.
What an honor, man. What an
honor. And we got a videographer coming down to shoot that, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Jose, how much time we got left? We got time for another song? You got about 6 minutes. Can you fill 6 minutes, guys?
We can fill 6 minutes. That's two songs right there.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's do a medley. All right. We're going to leave you now with some live music. Jimi Hendrix and the Opry Rock
Party.
So
this song's called Kiss It Out. So when we talked about, we sold 22,000 copies.
Oh, the first Kiss song.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
We ain't into slamming doors.
We ain't into slamming doors.
No, he said, she said, tug of wars.
No, he said, she said, tug of war. No,
waiting on the couch at night. No calling mama to make it right. Tell him, Jonah.
We don't waste our love on stuff like that. Let a complicated situation hold us back. There ain't nothing we can handle when the lights go down. Baby, me and you will just kiss it out. We'll kiss it out.
Girl, when your lips land on mine, only thing that's on my mind, every worry, every doubt, we'll kiss it out. We'll kiss it out. Love the way, I forgot the words. When I don't get you and you don't get me, a bottle of wine and some candlelight. Man, I sure love how we fight.
When you're angry, girl, yeah, you look so cute. Got me throwing in the towel way before round two. There ain't nothing we can handle when go down. Baby, me and you will just kiss it out. We'll kiss it out.
Love is hard to find these days. We just do it our own way. When the blue sky's filled with clouds,
we'll kiss it out. We'll kiss it out.
Don't argue and fight, just kiss it out. If you got no words, just give her a kiss. On the lead guitar from Portland, Tennessee, Mr. Dakota Jackson. Run those bass lines. He's from Nashville, Tennessee. Jonah Sam. I'm Jimmy, and we want you to kiss it out.
Cause we don't waste our love on stuff like that. Let a complicated situation hold us back. There ain't nothing we can handle when the lights go down. Baby, me and you will just kiss it out. We'll kiss it out.
Love is hard to find these days. Our own way. When the blue skies fill with clouds,
we'll kiss it out. We'll kiss it out.
We'll kiss it out.
We'll kiss it out.
We'll kiss it out.
All right, we got time for another short one in there. Again, our guest, Jimi Hendrix and the Opry Rock Party, and you can catch him tonight at the Hobart Art Theater, tomorrow at Bulldog Park in Crowntown, and on Sunday at Main Square Park on the gazebo for the second Sunday series. I'm Lounges. I'm out of here. Stay safe. We'll see you at the Hobart Art Theater tonight with Jimmy, the boys, and the Bucks. All right. Stay safe. Adios.
Well, I was playing guitar on a rainy night in Georgia. Well, the house was rocking and the girls on the floor were gorgeous. One came to me, said, Jimmy, let me be your sweet thing. I said, honey, all my loves have six strings. Well, all my loves have six strings. Honey, I ain't the kind for a wedding ring. I like you, baby, we can have a fling. But all my loves have six strings. All my loves have six strings. I finally broke down and took one home with me. Wanna try life like everyone said it should be. Married, that is. Well, things got hard, times got rough. She told me I didn't love her enough. Now I'm alone, just me and this here six string. Well, all my love has six strings. Honey, I ain't the kind for a wedding ring. I like you, baby, we can have a thing. But all my love's having six strings. All my loves have six strings.
Easy now, boys. It's a true story, you know.
Well, 20 years later, it's me and this old guitar. Mama's real proud, but she never thought I'd take it quite this far. Well, I seen a lot of women wearing tight jeans. They never meant nothing much to me. All I ever wanted was me and this here six string. I'm sure the boys want different. Well, all my loves have six strings. Honey, I ain't the kind for a wedding ring. I like you, baby.
Les Paul, Telecaster, Taylor, we love them all, baby.